Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And you hear the franticness in my voice. You hear the franticness in David Knight's voice. I've known David 9 years, even before he worked here, and aware of his filmmaking. This is like watching your neighbors get robbed and raped, and then now they're coming to your house to rape you, and you're tied up. Or it's like watching, let's say you're an amateur astronomer, and you see this planetoid coming towards the Earth, and you call up the local observatory, and they go, you're a conspiracy theorist. And suddenly hundreds of you and your neighbors, as it gets closer over the next few months, watch this thing getting bigger. And finally, it's as big as the moon. And the news goes, this is our friends. Everything's great. Prepare to meet Valhalla. And the Earth blows up. I mean, we're just watching this train wreck in slow motion. And it's all lies and all evil. And they say it's a 2-week martial law. And then it's a 2-month. And it's a 2-year. And the robots will control you. I mean, we're just waking up in a science fiction nightmare.
Yeah, and they keep going back to experts. And, you know, Robert Barnes is going to be joining us. He's a lawyer. You know, in every trial, you've got expert testimony on both sides. These guys have on each side. They've got impeccable credentials, and yet they're typically telling the jury two different stories. And so you have to be able to make up your mind, and they don't want you to be able to make up your mind. They want to shut down anybody that opposes their carefully crafted narrative that says the same thing every single time. And that's why, Alex, it's so important for Trump to get rid of Fauci and Birx, because they're the ones that are the seminal disinformation agents.
And this would be so easy in cross-examination to tear both of them a new, you know what, because they both work for Gates. They both got hundreds of millions from them. They've both been proven to be total liars.
Yeah.
And they've seized control of our civilization.
Yeah, you just looked at that little episode last week about Remdesivir, right? This drug, which is
destroys your testicles.
Yeah, it's been around for a very long time. They tried to use it with AIDS. They tried to use it with Ebola.
10%.
Yeah, well, I mean, the bottom line is they had a China study that was accidentally put up by the WHO and then immediately pulled down. They said, don't put that up.
Eat your testicles and don't
use them. Yeah, they showed that it was actually slightly worse. Now, it was not statistically significant, but then neither was the study that was being worked on by Fauci at the NIH, which he put out. And then he said, this is now the standard of care. He shows a slight increase in survivability with these.
Less than 10%. Now, listen, we're going to go to break with Michael Savage talking about this, who is a doctor. And then we are going to come back with Robert Barnes. And at the start of the next segment, we're going to play just a compilation of doctors and others in the medical field saying, we're being paid to do this. We're being ordered to lie. It's very powerful. Whatever you tell friends and family, tune in now. We're going to destroy this fraud while there's still time. Stay with us. Here's Michael Savage.
Don't you want out of this nightmare that we're all in? Well, you're not going to get out of it too soon. Would you take a COVID vaccine if they come up with it? I wouldn't. I would retreat to the hills and join a militia before I would take a COVID vaccine, and I'll tell you why. You know, I asked that yesterday. I went back on Twitter. I figured the trolls would have died by now, but of course I don't read it anymore. Others now read it. I just post, let the others read it. I posted something simple. COVID vaccine, I will refuse to take it. It will be ineffective and dangerous. There are now 20 to 30 known mutations. I have never taken a flu shot, and I will refuse to take a COVID vaccine. I said, if the government makes it mandatory, what would you do? Well, I received a very enormous, a huge, huge, huge reply and response. One of the highest response rates of all of my tweets for years now. And I can ask you the same thing. And I was going to talk about the difference between a vaccine and a drug. I mean, you're hearing a lot about remdesivir, right? Listen to me, folks. The drug failed its trials about a week and a half ago. Then suddenly, it's approved by the FDA. How did that happen? How did remdesivir, an experimental drug that appears to help some elderly coronavirus patients recover faster? Yeah, well, so would sunlight, so would a vitamin C pill, so would vitamin A. Appears to help some coronavirus patients, could bank upwards of $2 billion for the treatment, according to a new report. It's going to cost about $4,500 a dose, and Uncle Donald will pay for it. Who's going to pay for it? You? It's Gilead Sciences, and that released this.
Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So to get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm David Knight and Robert Barnes, both in studio. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to destroy in the next hour the giant hoax that is COVID-19 and the real fact that it's not COVID that's causing the world collapse and 135 million now starving to death, according to the UN. It is the panic and the martial law clampdown by the globalist deep state that is causing the death. The fear is what we have to fear, as Franklin Delano Roosevelt said. Here is a short compilation of doctors and other medical workers on record exposing the criminal activity.
You're saying there is a massive pressure to artificially inflate the number of COVID-19 cases.
Yeah, I have directly been told to, if a patient has fever and cough or anything similar, to put this COVID-like diagnosis on the chart.
Right now, Medicare has determined that if you have a COVID-19 admission to the hospital, you'll get paid $13,000. If that COVID-19 patient goes on a ventilator, you get $39,000, three times as much. Nobody can tell me after 35 years in the world of medicine that sometimes those kinds of things impact on what we do.
What proof would you have that you could show that you have been pressured to inflate the number of COVID-19 cases?
So I have an email from my medical director, and I'm going to cover her name because I really like her, actually, and she's kind of between a rock and a hard place, just like me, but I have my email right here. It's to all the providers in the ER, and it states what codes we need to put. And it specifically says this can help cover the hospital ER bills. So we want to make sure we code them correctly.
The actual cause of death was not COVID, but it's being reported as one of the disease processes and being added to the death list when they died from COPD. They had COVID. COVID didn't kill them. 25 years of tobacco use killed them.
There is funding available for patients who are uninsured or underinsured who pursue care for possible or diagnosed COVID-19. This can help cover hospital/ER bills, so we want to make sure we code them correctly. As you may know, a special exemption has been made to allow for a presumptive or suspected COVID-19 diagnosis.
Honesty is my core, and I think it's important that everybody knows the facts. And what us hospitals are going through right now, we're going through low volumes and, you know, inflating or embellishing a little bit on the charts, just so we get funded, because this
putting COVID on a lot of death certificates, because people that are going to the hospital, any kind of respiratory distress, respiratory problems, pneumonia, the flu-like symptoms lead into COVID-19.
To be honest with you, all of the death certificates, they're writing COVID on all of the death certificates, whether they had a positive test, whether they didn't. So I think, you know, again, this is my personal opinion. I think, like the mayor in our city, they're looking for federal funding, and the more they put COVID on a death certificate, the more they can ask for federal funds. So I think it's political.
To me, all you're doing is you're padding statistics. You're putting people on that have COVID-19. If they didn't have it, you're making the death rate for New York City a lot higher than it should be.
I had one that was autopsied because he was furious. And the apparently, and I don't know who the Supreme Court justice is, but the Supreme Court justice was related to this family. And he says, I know my sister didn't die of COVID-19. He said he had Alzheimer's, and they didn't suction her. You have to suction because they forget how to swallow. And right away they put down COVID-19 on her death certificate, and this Supreme Court justice, whoever it is, contacted the hospital. They did an independent autopsy. Bingo, no COVID-19.
That's how my mom's dad died, I think, is he had strokes and stuff, and he forgot how to swallow. I go see him at the nursing home. He begged me to take him home. I just couldn't take care of him because he had medical issues. I have nightmares about that still. So they are going in harvesting in all the evil blue states. And it's true. Red states are, we become super satanic as well, but we're like a hamburger that's half cooked. The blue states are done. I mean, Sodom and Gomorrah blushes at these people, and they are telling the nurses how to kill these people. And most of the nurses aren't bad. They just follow orders. I've talked to a lot of them. We've had them on air. You heard that lady, though, that nurse. She just came out. She's a doctor. And the nurses and doctors are being told, you are to do this because we're going bankrupt. They shut the hospital down and say you can only take these. Well, then if you're only allowed to, you know, say eat salmon and you're out in the ocean and we're going to call every fish you catch a salmon. And so everybody that comes in there is COVID-19. You're only allowed to eat beef. Well, you're starving to death. So you're going to call that dog beef. And again, now they're going to say, I want to eat dogs, folks. That's an allegory. Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, is here. You've done a great job breaking all this down. You were debating Scott Adams last night. It sounds like he pretty much agrees with you now that we've been lied to so much. Maybe he's wrong. Sounds like he was backpedaling. Cross-examining this, it should be really easy with Fauci and these people being 100% wrong on purpose. What's the big picture? Then we'll come back with you and David Knight for the rest of the hour and dig into the statistics and information.
I mean, the big picture is that, for example, with hospitals, what they did is they created a trifecta, in essence, of issues for them to inflate the death numbers. So first, you deprive the hospitals of all of their regular revenue. So all the elective procedures canceled, all the other procedures canceled, all of those components gone. The net effect of that is they're put into a position where they're losing billions of dollars a day at hospitals all across the country. Hospitals are extreme under capacity. This means they're desperate for cash. The second step is you tell them that if, in fact, you go into a situation where you list someone as their cause of death as being COVID-19, then you will get a greater rate of reimbursement. In addition, if you use forms of care like ventilators and other kinds of care that have not turned out to be particularly productive or beneficial by the original initial data reports, then you get even more money, as you saw from the report just broadcast. So step one, remove their ability to fund it. Step two, give them major incentives in order to capitalize upon it. And then on step three, the CDC creates a situation that normally if you do the data in such a way that you are falsifying or exaggerating information, it's called Medicare false billing, Medicaid false billing, normally, you could be subject to potential criminal penalties and criminal punishment. However, in this context, you're put into a position where the CDC says, don't worry, any listing of COVID-19 deaths is going to be legally okay. You're going to be legally immune, even if the person didn't test for it, even if you're simply assuming they had.
And you read my mind. That's where Gates and all them are going, is a global Marshall Plan indemnifying all medical systems forever. And now they can really start committing the crimes, and the good doctors and nurses can be pushed out.
Oh, exactly. I mean, medical deaths kill more people than the flu every single year from medical negligence just alone. So the whole key to all of this is to be able to remove the degree of liability and to create all the incentives and, in fact, make it almost necessary to make it, in fact, due care. If you're a hospital administrator, you better be listing lots of COVID-19 deaths in order for your hospital to stay financially afloat. That's what they've created, a system where you're immune from exaggerating the COVID-19 deaths, you're incentivized and rewarded for doing it, and you're put into a position where it's almost financially necessary to do so. And that triplicate effect creates a situation like what we have with vaccines, where you have it with the vaccines, you're creating immunity, effective immunity for anything that goes wrong with vaccines. So people may remember the 1976 last pandemic-induced rushed vaccine in the United States. The pandemic didn't kill nearly as many people or harm as nearly as many people as the vaccine did that they rushed into service through the CDC.
And by the way, everything you're saying is historical facts. So how do we respond to a criminal conspiracy of this magnitude. This whole thing has been cooked up, top-down directed. It's unified on a planetary level by the WHO, funded by the robber baron multinational foundations directed by Bill Gates on record.
Well, you have it. I mean, Ben, you look at what Bill Gates has done for years. He's obsessed with overpopulation. He believes the solution to overpopulation is mass vaccinations. And he believes the way to get mass vaccinations implicitly is pandemics, that pandemics will induce mass compliance with mass vaccinations.
And the vaccines lower immunity and lower fertility in every study.
There's all kinds of potential issues with vaccines, potential risks with vaccines, particularly rushed vaccines, and especially rushed vaccines related to influenza and coronavirus, where they've had notorious lack of success compared to other vaccines in other medical areas. So he needs the public to embrace vaccines, and he's been talking about pandemics as a means to do it. And while he helped take over the World Health Organization, one of the criticisms, even in publications like Politico, was that he was helping defund effective pandemic response while doing so. So what you're seeing is a coordinated effort to create mass vaccinations for the world.
That's right. Even Politico said, my God, Gates took it over and is cutting real pandemic response. Because he wants mass death, folks. And no one would ever believe the guy running the mass death is the guy running it who's on all the TV channels as your savior, like he's the new president. We'll be right back with David Knight's response and the statistics. Stay with us.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We've got constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes. We've got engineer and talk show host and filmmaker David Knight to my right here. And we are about to lay out the statistics, the facts. We're kind of doing some 35,000-foot view here. We'll play it next segment. But Bill Gates has said that he wants liability protection for the whole medical field, the whole thing. And as long as they go under his system of global bioethics that the UN is pushing, well, now there's no more Hippocratic Oath. You can do whatever you want. This is really the globalists choosing the medical system as the way to roll out their tyranny. I'm not surprised the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany first launched their tyranny through the medical system.
Oh, yeah. And what we're talking about here is a technocracy. And this is something that's pushed very heavily early part of the 20th century, H.G. Wells and others.
You know, scientific dictatorship.
Yeah, exactly. These people, they know better than you. They don't want you having a say-so about this. They're going to tell you what's in your best interest. And you've probably seen the movie with Raymond Massey. They did it in the 1930s, you know, where they're coming down, they're lecturing everybody what they're going to PAX, you know.
That's Things to Come.
Yeah, exactly. Things to Come. And it was based on Shape of Things to Come by the book by H.G. Wells. But that's exactly what this is. I mean, Bill Gates is not a doctor. Why are we taking orders from him? And the reality is that as Robert Barnes is pointing out, you know, they're getting immunity for this. He wants to vaccinate billions of people worldwide. They're pushing immunization agenda 2030. So they want to have by 2030 everybody everywhere, every age. And what they didn't add is every vaccine possible that they can think of. But those first three are part of their agenda.
And the precedent,
everyone, without any liability.
Exactly. Well, and they're openly admitting that it's going to hurt you. Before they denied that, yeah. But last December the UN came out and said, yeah, vaccines are untested, they are killing people. I guess they did that just to stop denying it and just say, but we're still going to do it.
Isn't it interesting that, for example, in Oregon, they've had 104 deaths in Oregon, they say, from coronavirus, okay? The governor there, Kate Brown, has just extended the lockdown to July the 6th. Now, this is in a state of 4 million people, 104 deaths. Every death has to be reacted to. They have to shut down the entire economy. But if you have 104 people die from or have adverse reactions to vaccines, get paralyzed or whatever, we're not going to stop that. We're going to keep going with the vaccination program. So this is the double standard that we're seeing over and over again.
Yeah, Gates says 700,000 will die or get sick. But that's okay because, again, if we save a few thousand people but 10 million die in Africa, well, there's too many black people, right? Wink, wink, that's the liberals' thing.
You know, Robert, you were talking about how they incentivize this. They basically shut down the ability to make money and then say, but then we got a program here if you diagnose them with COVID-19 and then you get immunity. I just played a clip yesterday from a nurse in North Carolina, Reopen North Carolina. She said, look, I've been working in this for years. We're at 16% occupancy. She said, we're exhausted typically in flu season. We're usually running about 110%. I just got another message from my supervisor asking if I want to take this shift off because they don't need me.
Get that clip during the break, have Travis, if he's here, get it, because I saw that on the show.
Yeah.
And so let's raise this point. Remember in the last 3 months, everybody would go out and they go, this hospital's covered, everybody's dead. And then they'd go there, no one would be there. So the next day, there'd be like 10 guys in hazmat suits. And it would turn out they were employees staging events. We would say that and we'd get deplatformed. Others would. It turns out it was all fake photo ops and they were empty. And they were trying to drum up people who thought they had COVID to come because the hospital was going bankrupt.
You know,
so the hospital's not even in on it. They order them to close except for COVID. Everybody's going bankrupt. Everybody's having, and they go, okay, go out and claim, and they get the local news to come say we're all dying. So anybody with a cough gets scared. They run a tube down your neck, kill your ass, and they get all the money.
No doubt. And I think the longer term objective is ultimately a triple effect of you're going to end up with a quantum tattoo to give you the vaccine treatment, a digital certificate to test and trace you, and then ultimately probably a digital currency that's controlled by the government that's also going to be chipped. And the evidence that Bill Gates is connected to this is he has patents on all three. So it's
they admit that major universities are now rolling out the social credit score. This is the cover for the whole thing.
Well, that's what testing and tracing really is. It's just another variation of a Chinese social credit score system. You're even seeing them use the Chinese social credit, constant surveillance state methodologies. You're seeing MIT and other people talk about it being used now for testing and tracing COVID-19.
It's being done.
Exactly, and it's going to continue to be done, and the apps are going to be part of the process.
And now those are just for everybody.
When you're talking about the tracing aspect of this, geospatial intelligence, the fastest growing part of our intelligence community, began like back in the 1990s, and that's where James Clapper has basically spent most of his time. I've been talking about how they created this with DARPA funding. The CIA came out with its own venture capital firm in the late 1990s when the Internet became practical. That's when they started funding these different corporations like Google and so forth. Now we've got articles coming out where Eric Schmidt is saying, well, I've got my own venture capital firm, and he got his very first funding was from DARPA, and now he's back to run the AI and to run the automated the killer robots and so forth.
Pentagon.
And then you got, exactly. And now also at the same time, you're seeing McChrystal and these other people with this disinfo, whatever they called it. I forget. I reported it this morning. But the bottom line is that they're going in and they're looking at the political beliefs of people and mapping them out. And also, that's what this has been about always from the very beginning. But now they're saying we got to do this to oppose Trump.
And by the way, Schmidt knew the rollout now. He's already gotten the control grid in place. Now he's back to DARPA and the Pentagon to bring out the killer robots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because now they're going to be on the streets, folks, and this is just an absolute nightmare.
Yeah.
And the evidentiary bridge for all of this comes back to, if you look at what everybody was saying, including Fauci, in January and February, they were saying this is not a big problem, you don't have to worry about it. He even put out a report that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine that said it's probably going to be a severe flu, maybe double the
He wanted
flu.
China to be able to buy up all the emergency gear and have us all lackadaisical so he could blame Trump. He was, and we said that at the time, he's setting Trump up so Trump doesn't think there's a problem, so they can later say, oh, look, Trump didn't respond, and then keep Trump in the trap once Trump overresponded.
And the key bridge of the transition of everybody's sudden change of public mind is the Bill Gates-driven models out of the Imperial College and IMHE. And those are the ones that exaggerated the risk, and those were the ones that said, hey, the only solution are things that we've never done before as an actual solution. The idea that a mass house arrest was a good idea shows up nowhere in the medical literature prior to those models coming out.
That's right. This is martial law, and it's all based on keeping the hospitals open for the COVID-19s, and then immediately we expose that's a fraud, but 3 months later, it's out of control. But isn't the key to this, David, and we'll come back to Barnes, exposing the providence of the Event 201, Operation Lockstep, the drills they did in the last 10 years preparing this, that they had it pre-programmed for their takeover. I mean, the very group that stands to gain and set up global government and have propped up the Chinese are defending China. Gates is defending China while attacking Trump through his surrogates. I mean, Trump's not stupid. He's got to know what's going on.
They're all saying you got to follow the China model. And as you point out, this has been going on for a long time. You know, we were talking about geospatial intelligence, the creation of the Internet, how they weaponize that, how they use it as like a rope-a-dope to get people to come in. Now they're saying, now we got to track everything that you do. But there's also, I would throw in something else here. There's also the financial situation. We've got this massive bubble that's been building for over 10 years since the 2008 crisis, and they really ramped that up in the fall with the repo market. Most people don't know what that is. It doesn't really matter. It's just that they poured trillions of dollars into it. All of these central banks, when you look at what is happening, this is about to blow up in their face. And just like we talked about how they wanted to set up the robotic situation, universal basic income, lock people in place with UN 2030.
They've got to make you dependent. They're ending the human economy.
Exactly. They've got to make sure they've got the virus blew up the financial system, not the bankers. I think that's a key.
Exactly. It's the financial reset. It's the takeover.
Yeah.
It's the next level. This is the leveling of the old human system. It's bringing in the new one by the very same criminals and then teaching you to be under lockdown, under robot control, and that you're non-essential. Tell everyone you know, tune in now. This is an epic transmission. The power as a human that you still have is incredible, but you must use it. Spread the word. You are the Paul Revere's.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globe. Onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jones, your host, in the third and fourth hour today. I'm going to be hosting. I'm going to take your phone calls, but I'm going to take calls from medical personnel, doctors, nurses, hospital workers. You agree with us? You disagree with us? You want to get into vaccines? Want to get into preemie babies given vaccines to get the ventilators ready for? You've had those guests on before. We're going to be covering all of that for medical workers or families who have direct COVID-19 stories. You think they did a great job. You think it's totally real. You love Bill Gates. You hate Bill Gates. We're going to open the phones up uncensored as long as you're on that topic in the third and fourth hour today. Now, long before COVID-19 came along, we've been selling Ultimate Krill Oil. And I can tell you, folks, this is the highest grade, best krill oil that we could find in the market people take this, do an overhead shot if we can, and they cannot believe what it does for their health, their stamina, their libido, their energy. The globalists don't want you to know what Mother Nature can do for you, but this is the highest grade that we could find. And again, most of them are just crap. They're not even really the krill oil. It's just a bunch of krill parts, still really good for you. This is the highest grade out there. This is what I take. And when I forget to take this before I go to bed at night, I really, really regret it. I take these every night when I go to sleep. And it's back in stock for being sold out for months. I bought double the amount this time because I know you really wanted it, but I also cut the price by 50%. And this is one of those products where we don't make a lot of profit on it when I do that, because this is very expensive for us to get. In fact, the cost we have for this is what a normal bottle of krill oil costs on the store shelves. That's how much we're paying for this to get it to you. It is the ultimate krill oil, and what it does for your body is just absolutely amazing. And it funds this operation, which is also really powerful, obviously, in the face of what's happening. There's almost no other media outlets like this left. And I don't take pleasure in that. I'm like, oh, we're last man standing. Now, that makes us then even more of a target to be bombed or shot up or, you know, put in prison. And believe me, we're in the end game of the globalists right now. So they are very, very serious. And I'm not trying to be dramatic here. It's just that the New World Order has clicked shut. We're in it. But now our credibility, your credibility, has gone way up. And people need leadership in your area. So when you purchase products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding an operation that is one of a kind. Remember 2 years ago when we got totally banned all over? People said, how are you taking it? How are you feeling? I said, this is the opening salvo. They're going to ban everybody ahead of a global takeover, a huge war, a bioweapons release. They want to roll in the AI system. It's already here. The AI revolution's been prepared. They need a big event. They were saying they'd have a big event. And they were saying they'd use a virus. I was saying they're going to use a virus. They're going to use a virus. I didn't think of this in a crystal ball. I didn't stare into a crystal ball or into David Knight's glasses case and go, oh, ooga booga, tell me. Oh, I see a virus. I see a world government. I see a robot takeover. They dug up videos of us 5 years ago laying all this out. We're going to be airing tomorrow. People go, how did you do this? Because I was reading the white paper. So, again, get your krill oil. Get your X2. Get your X3. Get your lung cleanse. Get your essential oil hand sanitizers while you still can, because I don't know how long InfoWars will be here, frankly. Get your 5G Kills new T-shirts. Get the new limited edition Space Force shirts. There's so much there, and it lets us move to the future. Without your funding, we wouldn't be here. We've had to build our own infrastructure, our own bandwidth, millions and millions and millions of dollars extra every year. We've had to spend millions of dollars a year battling huge leftist law firms with dirty tricks and sabotage and behind-the-scenes stuff that's out of a movie. I mean, it's a movie on top of a movie on top of a movie. And it's reality, folks. So thanks for keeping us in the game. We're in this together. You are the InfoWar. Get storable food orders in. They may have to pause orders again. You get your orders in, you get them. But if they get too many orders, which is about to happen, they're going to pause orders again. We actually have storable food. But whatever you do, spread the word about the broadcast. Okay, who was going last? And let's start getting into statistics. David?
You know, there's an interesting story, Alex. I did this a couple of weeks ago. I compared the cruise ship, the famous cruise ship that was at the beginning of all this, the Diamond Princess, and they got people very alarmed about that, and then compared what we just found out about the USS Theodore Roosevelt. And this is about a week ago that I did this because they finally got to a resolution on both of those. And so let's take a look at those, because we've got a closed system there. And I think it's very informative when we look at this, because when you talk about the...
You've got two real laboratories.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got two real laboratories.
You've got a carrier, and we're not talking about that in terms of the disease, but you've got an aircraft carrier, the Theodore Roosevelt. It's got about just under 5,000 people there, 4,885 soldiers there. And then you've got a cruise ship that's got a little over 4,000 crew and passengers. And most of the passengers are elderly. They're not in that great a shape. If you've ever been on a cruise, you know what I'm talking about. And so they're kind of leading sedentary lives. They trend to being older, and they're eating at buffets all the time, you know, before this happens. What happened with the Diamond Princess, that cruise ship that was stuck off the coast of Japan for quite a while? Well, they had about 4,000 people. They had a little over 600 of those people that tested positive for COVID-19. Just under 400 of those people had no symptoms whatsoever.
Asymptomatic.
Exactly. And so when you look at the, and then eventually you had 12 people who died on that ship. So that death rate is about 0.3%, which is a little bit higher, but still within the range, a statistical range of what you would expect from the flu. Even on that cruise ship, even with an elderly, sedentary population.
On a sealed laboratory.
Exactly. And it was so bad. Think about this. It was so bad that you had an infectious disease doctor who went on board, and he said, I was scared to death. Because at this point in time, we didn't know how fatal this disease was. He said, I've been to Africa during the Ebola situation, and the quarantine procedures here on this ship were so bad that I've never been more afraid in my life. And so it wasn't really contained. You had elderly people and so forth. So you had...
It's a worst-case scenario laboratory, and what we find.
Exactly.
It's the flu.
Without good quarantine, you had about 15% of the people who tested positive, only about half of those, about 7%. Were asymptomatic, and you had a 0.3% death. Now, on the aircraft carrier, you have just under 5,000 people. You had 840 people tested positive on the aircraft carrier. You only had 9 people get sick enough to be treated in the hospital. Of those,
5,009 had to go to the hospital. But guys, we pulled the meatpacking plant, 300 plus.
That's right.
Had it, none of them sick. Sorry, go ahead.
And you had one sailor who died out of that. Okay, so you've got 9 people out of just about 5,000 people, 4,885, that got sick enough to be hospitalized. So that's 0.1% who got sick, not who died, but who got sick. You had one sailor who died, so that's 0.02% who died, because it's a healthier population, a younger population. And when we look at this overall through the United States, and we saw this first in Italy, as before this was put in as a lockdown, we were already getting numbers out of Italy that showed that almost everybody had 98% of the people that had who died had already identified multiple comorbidities. The majority
of the average
was
what, 85?
Exactly.
First was 83, then it was 85.
It was 80.3 years, the first report. The next one, it was 79.5 years. And when you look at what's happening here in the United States, about 45% of the people who have died are beyond the life expectancy here in the United States.
Yeah, so they're just taking regular old people that died. It's like having a brown leaf hanging on a tree when the winter comes, and then the wind blows it away, but you say, oh, no, it was a young leaf. It just fell off because it's diseased.
That's right. We had Kenny Rogers, who died in the midst of all this. He did not have COVID-19. He was 83 years old. They said he died of natural causes, which is typically what happens when you've got somebody who is elderly. You've got a lot of different health issues. They just say, well, natural causes. They typically don't ascertain with any detail what the cause of death is. And we understand that when you get past life expectancy, that's what happens to all of us. It's a tragedy that Kenny Rogers died. We all know who Kenny Rogers is. Every one of these deaths are a tragedy.
Exactly.
But they're not
so
unexpected.
Now it's conclusive. I want to come back and talk about this with both of you. It's conclusive that it is absolutely overall a hoax. It's a bad cold. Then why is it genetically engineered? Why did it come out of Wuhan? What was the point of that? Until you realize the only way to patent something is if it's a chimera, because if it's a regular cold virus, people are going to say, hey, it's going to mutate. There's no reason to get a vaccine. That's the main reason. I want to ask you both, why is it a chimera? Why is it man-made? What is the reason behind it? We have to speculate on that, because that's to understand the next phase. And then look at the big enchilada, what David and Barnes just mentioned. The UN admits, the same group running all this, that 135 million people are dying. So the UN is killing those people.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to what is the most important topic in the world here on the planet of the humans. We see total censorship of everybody. Now, Michael Moore came out with a movie, but I can't stand the guy, and I actually read the review of it and then read the synopsis. I want to see it, Planet of the Humans. And he said, man, the windmills and the solar panels, all of it's been set up as a scam.
Yeah.
When there's all these real sustainable farms and people are doing that would actually help humanity, and I actually agree with those ideas, and they banned it off a bunch of platforms because he exposed the scam, which I've always said. I care about the Earth. I want to innovate things. I want to get away from dirty things. But what they're doing doesn't. It collapses civilization. But that's another topic. The mass censorship that's come along with this had to be in place beforehand, because when you've got Fauci running the coronavirus program for the last 10 years, before Trump got in, 8 years with Obama, that's on record. Big scandal in 2015. It's made illegal to create Chimera gain of function. This is given to the Wuhan lab. University of Texas is involved. Chapel Hill's involved. I'm from Texas. You're from North Carolina.
Yeah, just down the street from us.
All of this is going on, and it's like, it's ridiculous how red-handed. It's like coming home, and there's 10 dudes in bed with your wife, and they say nothing's going on. They're all butt naked and piled on top of her. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is ridiculous how crazy it is. So I was asking you both during the break, why is it man-made but then not that deadly? And you had the truthful, perfect, out-of-the-park answer. Robert Barnes, repeat that, please.
Sure. So, I mean, if you're going to create a bioweapon that is, in fact, intended to induce fear more than it is intended to actually kill population, then the way you would do so is you would manufacture it, and you would, because you want to make sure it's controlled and controllable. The reason why bioweapons have generally not been used is because they're uncontrollable. So you may release it and then kill your own population, kill yourself in the process.
Blowback.
Exactly. You can't, it's how did, the reason why there is bioweapon research is because, in large part, they're trying to find controllable biological weapons.
And that's why they stopped using chemical weapons in World War One, because the Germans would use it, and Hitler got hit with this, it would blow back most of the time.
Exactly. It creates uncontrolled risk. So the risk of what they were, I've always been looking for, is how can we have a controlled weapon, a predictable weapon, a controllable weapon, and that's what a real bioweapon is. So when you see indicia of control, and one of the reasons why people suspected this had to have some man-made component, aside from reports of various doctors and other people looking at it, seeing that indicia of it, others contradicting that, and so they weren't in agreement, was the things like who it killed, how it killed, when it killed. It showed signs of being a manufactured biological weapon because it disproportionately targeted certain populations in ways that viruses don't have that specific demographic profile typically. Also tended to target immigrant populations, African populations. You look at who it is Bill Gates obsesses over. He obsesses over Africans having too many kids more than anybody.
And notice he's tailoring right now 7 vaccines for different regions.
Yes, yes, exactly. And there's no question his target here is Africa. His target's been Africa. He said so openly, bluntly. He said, look at these poor countries that have too many kids. That's where we really got to reduce the population. And he constantly points to Africa as part of it. But he sold himself as doing all this in public health. He was there to cure malaria. He was there to prevent smallpox. He was there to help little children. Not, in fact, a goal and obsession of reducing the number of people that live in that region and area. Because
but what's crazy is he's on record heading up the biggest depopulation group and giving speeches about getting rid of people. But now he's like, I don't want anyone to die. Take my shot. I mean, it's ridiculous, David Knight.
Well, you know, when you look at these bioweapons, and this is the bottom line here, we've got to get upset about the fact that our government is funding bioweapon research. We got to get upset about the fact that we have hundreds of labs all over the place. And when this stuff broke out back in 2013, 2014, you had an outbreak in one of the labs, the National Primate Lab down in Tulane. You had a bacteria that had been brought in, weaponized with gain-of-function research, got out of the biosafety level lab there. You had Allison Young at USA Today did a series of articles exposing accidents and careless behavior all across the board with these various CDC labs and other ones, and they were calling for this to be shut down. That's one of the reasons why they put the temporary moratorium on the NIH, which Fauci and Francis Collins at the NIH ignored.
By the way, I want listeners to know, we're not just up here finishing each other's sentences out of the clear blue sky. We're all talking about real stuff, like the crew's in there just searching Bill Gates. They just pulled up The Guardian. Bill Gates, what was it, 10 years ago, going, I'm really worried about the African boom. We need to kill them.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's like, oh, kill the black people. And again, folks, you industrialize them. You build them up. They'll have 2 kids like everybody else. Yes, some areas are overpopulated. You sure as hell don't shoot them up with vaccines that give them all sorts of diseases, which he's been caught doing. You can't do that.
That's right. Yeah, you look at what they're doing. I mean,
here's USA Today. CDC keeps secrets and mishaps with deadly germs.
Yeah.
And look, not all the scientists are bad, as you said. In 2004, they were the ones that made it illegal in 2005 with these damn Chimera coronaviruses sent to Wuhan, and now it's been released.
When the data was released from the UNC Chapel Hill experiment in 2015, it was supposed to stop in 2014. You had scientists and ethicists across the board condemning that. Francis Collins said, I don't care, we're going to do it. He had a half dozen different places that he continued to do it. They funded it in China at the same time. So why isn't Fauci taken out of office? He needs to be out of office. This is a guy who is funding bioweapon research.
Let's go further. I legitimately don't want to kill the Muslims and the Asians and the black folks and the Latin Americans. Okay, I love all humans, love all babies. The left goes down, brainwashes them. The UN implodes their economies on record, devalues their currencies, all these success story countries, destroys them, then turns it into hell, then uses the third world as weapons to come here to be under leftist control. Okay, I say we control that. We build those folks up. If we can't, we build a wall. We sure as hell don't kill their ass, and I'll go further. The average leftist goes, oh, there are too many people. They're not really leftists. They're eugenicists. But you know that. The average health department worker is a Nazi. They could be black. They go, yeah, there's too many black people. Everybody's seen the videos of black abortion and stuff going, ah, you want to kill them nappy head kids? I mean, it's a real hate. And so my issue is, hey, America, you're all for killing the Africans. Now you're going to be locked up. The robots are coming for you, no matter what color you are. You can't get away with killing the black people and the Latin Americans and the Asians and not have them kill your ass. Bill Gates wants you dead if you got blonde hair and blue eyes. They say it's a post-human world coming. You think Satan has you do a deal with him where you sign on to killing the brown people and your ass doesn't get killed? And that's what I said last week in the rant. Because society collapses, people are going to start eating each other. And I made the deal like the modest proposal statement about eating the Irish children. Now they've got articles out. I'm saying eat Irish children. It's the ignorance of the public. I know I'm ranting. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, we're not worried that you're going to eat us, Alex. that's why we're here. But look, yeah, when you talk about genocide.
I know, but the public is so dumb, they don't even know who Jonathan Swift is.
Oh, I know. And when you talk about genocide, they're not going to do this, as you pointed out, Robert. They're not going to do it with the thing that's held them back on bioweapons is you put out a virus that everybody can catch. It could kill everybody unless you could make it DNA specific. They're trying to do that. They haven't done that yet. However, they do have the ability, if they can put out a virus and scare people, they can make sure that they can inject you with something that is going to have a slow kill aspect to it. This is what we have to
and
be concerned
been
about. Yeah.
Tell them. They had female hormones to the tetanus shot, causes an autoimmune response to the hormone, sterilizing the woman during the second trimester every time, causing an auto-abort. You've got other systems where they put cancer viruses in that are age-related that then trigger and start replicating once hormone levels go down. So kind of a carousel. Logan's run until you're about 55. This is all embedded stuff. And then they've got, that's ancient stuff, you know, 50 years old. Now they've got more advanced stuff.
Well, look at what happened. You talked about Africa. Look at what happened in India. That was where Bill Gates was very active with polio vaccine. They stopped that HPV vaccine.
Because how
they
many hundreds of thousands got polio?
Oh, yeah. It was about 450,000.
But because the WHO said it's eradicated. It's polio-like.
Yeah.
It's like if I shoot you in the head with 357 Magnum and I go, oh, it's not a 357 Magnum. Those are outlawed. I just shot you with a projectile.
And if they test me with COVID and I'm COVID positive, then that would be I died from COVID-19 instead of the headshot.
Yeah. Right, I know I'm ranting. I want to come back with both you guys and get into statistics, other points you want to make, and get into the depopulation area. But I want to make a really huge statement here right now. I want it to really sink in. We say a lot of big things, and we're frantic because this is so real, folks. COVID-19 is set to be the most devastating virus in human history. It is going to kill more people than any virus has ever killed in human history. And it's not because it's deadly. It's because the panic and the shutdown it's causing is going to starve 135 million people a year. And the very UN that helped launch this then wants to get your money to try to feed those people. They're never going to feed them. And I'm sure the head of the World Food Program actually sounds like a good guy, like he means what he says. He's showing you real people starving, but saying COVID caused it. No, the panic caused it. So COVID-19 is going to kill 100 plus million people. And economists are saying if it brings down the world economy for a decade, it could be up to a billion people that end up starving to death. Ladies and gentlemen, these are real numbers. This is not a joke. If you're a radio listener, you don't see them throwing up AP, Reuters, all this. And I don't just go off their numbers. I've studied it. Lord Monckton's done big actuaries. He's a big mathematician. He estimated a 50% carbon tax cut. We did the math back in 2015. Over a decade would cause over 1 billion people to starve to death. Just Bill Gates and the UN getting DDT and other stuff banned in Africa has caused about a 500,000 people to die. They banned hydroxychloroquine in Africa to cause mass death. These people are slaughtering everywhere. Meanwhile, the average African's been brainwashed that the average white guy down the street wants to kill him. It's all BS. It's the globalists. They're coming after all of us. We must unite or die.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product
Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.